from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
But here's where I want to start.
Give it to me.
Now, I need to put some disclaimers on this, all right? Now, I may present a point of view today that I may not entirely subscribe to, but I can see what maybe others are feeling. And here's where I'll start.
All right.
Again, I'm pretend I'm like a defense attorney, okay? That I have to, you know, I'm a public defender, and I have to represent this guy.
Yeah.
All right, here's where I'll start. Is it possible, Goo, that we've been looking at it a little bit wrong?
I can't wait to hear what it is. Go ahead.
As it relates to the Warriors. And it's this. Is Brandon Pajemski more coveted than Jonathan Kuminga? And is Brandon Pajemski more valuable to the Warriors than Jonathan Kuminga is?
Okay. So I'm Ricky Henderson. I'm taking the first crack at it.
It's just a question so far. I'm just asking a question.
Pods, a friend of my son's, Donnie, a friend of the program, a friend of the station. I love everything about him, his grit, his moxie, the year he had. But in no world, and we're not trying to pit these two dudes together, is he the equal to Jonathan Kuminga, who specimen is second to none, and the upside with those shoulders and the ability to come downhill. Pods would dream to have those those gifts and that DNA. So there's no way I don't need to hear from anybody, my two eyes, to where that there's an equal or some other team would covet Pods, as smart as he is, over Kuminga and what I just mentioned. Partner, there's just no way. Don't tell me you believe that.
Well, I think there is a way, actually, and I think we might be seeing it.
Please explain, Roxy Bernstein.
Take a listen to this. This is Tim McMahon, and he works for NBA.com, I believe.
Educated speculation, I think Pajemski would have to be in the deal. Obviously, you're talking about a ton of picks. I don't know how much the Jazz would press on Kuminga. I do think, like, if Pajemski's not in the deal, there wouldn't be a deal.
I mean,
wow.
So look, this guy's covered the NBA.
Utah is Danny Ainge. Okay. All the basketball he's watched. And again, I'm not anti-Pods, but when you tell me he would be more coveted than Kuminga, so you're telling me Utah wants to build around Pods?
I wouldn't say build around.
But when I hear that in its totality, it's kind of alluding to that.
Well, maybe. Well,
and I would want to hear, they don't think Kuminga could take that next jump or jumps.
Well, I think that's what you have to infer if that report is right.
Man.
And you know, when you use the term build around, and I'm sure if Danny Ainge trades for Pajemski, he's not going to say, we're building around Pods. We got our superstar. But I think if you ask Danny Ainge about Jonathan Kuminga, he'd be like, I'm not building around that guy. He doesn't know how to play yet. Maybe
what you always say, he's only 21.
I know.
6'8", 220, all muscle.
I'm just telling you.
Jump out the gym.
There's another big, big, big component of this, and it's where they are at in their respective careers. And that is absolutely something that any other GM would have to look at. If you trade for Pajemski, you have him under control for as much as up to four more years. You have him under control.
So the contract, okay.
If you acquire Kuminga, you better love him enough that you're extending him for $40, $45 million a year for the next 4 years. And I could see how another GM would say, well, listen, I know Pajemski's not the greatest player in the world, but he's pretty good, great rookie season, and he's making $4 million, then $5 million, then $7 million. Kuminga is still learning the game. How can I possibly invest $40-plus million a year into Jonathan Kuminga if I am not sure of what he is?
But I hear you. But you know, your partner likes to gamble. The roll of the dice would be, to me, it's worth it because if Jonathan Kuminga, he has superstar potential to me, Stoney.
Okay, to
you.
I don't
know if Pods has that.
I don't think he does.
So that would be, yeah, you save money and you got him under control. But the, you know, if I'm betting on the come, Jonathan Kuminga might be a perennial all-star with that body and explosiveness. So it would be worth the risk for me to give him 180 or 200.
It's funny now you say that. And I'll tell you why. Because you've been in the school as it relates to Steph Curry as I don't care about two or three future first round picks. Tomorrow's not promised. We have no idea who those picks are going to be.
Okay.
And maybe they won't work out. There's a chance Kuminga won't work out.
Totally get it. But in that scenario, it's Pods and Kuminga in their future. There is no, okay, you got to get it done in time enough to help Steph Curry or another superstar kind of in the twilight.
If you're asking me, who I'm taking.
I am, Stoney, and I believe I know.
I'm taking Kuminga. But what I'm saying is, given all the circumstances and the truisms about the league and where Kuminga is at in his contract right now, I could totally see teams. Here's what I think. I'm not sure Kuminga's. I don't know if he's untouchable or not with the Warriors. But I'll bet you there are a lot of teams out there that just look and say, yeah, no thanks.
Wow.
No thanks on Kuminga. How come? He's got a great upside. That's right. And that upside's great when he's the number 7 pick in the draft. But he's still got an upside, and I don't know if I can give him 40.
Wow, man.
So you're ready to give him 45, like 40 million is now 4 for 160.
Well, what did I tell you? There's still some trepidation, but now we're talking about Pods and we don't want to pit them together. We're not. They don't even play the same position. And again, I love me some Pods. My thing is I would rather pay Jonathan Kuminga predicated on I know this dude, what he's already done, depending on how you grade that out there. But Stoney, his gifts are second to none.
Right, and we've seen him for 3 years, and I'm not concerned with his basketball gifts. I'm more concerned with how does he fit on a winning team? Mm. Will he ever make teammates better? And what about all the things that he has to improve on? I don't know what he's going to turn into. I like him. I'm not saying let's go trade Kuminga.
Would you be shocked if he gets an extension before the summer's over? Stoney, I think it's coming.
I don't know.
They don't have much else. It's not about predicting the future.
Let me ask you a question. Okay.
It's about what do you have for the future?
I'm going to tell you what I would do if I'm the Warriors. Why do you have to pay him this offseason? I don't get that.
To put him up, I know, here we go, we're not changing diapers. To put his mind at ease and let him know, Stoney, he's the future.
I'm not giving a guy $40 to $50 million to put his mind at ease. I'm giving a guy 40
or 50
to
the extension.
I'm giving him 40 or 50 million because I think over the next 4 years, he's going to turn into a star.
Well, that, okay.
But that's the decision Mike Dunleavy's got to make. I don't know what he's going
to
do.
But I guess, well, I'll tell you this, though, to that. Yeah. If an extension is done, forget what I just said. That's going to be the reason he got it, is they're banking on the 4 years. Not about his mental.
Of course. No doubt.
But what's scary about all this, and we talked about it, and I want to get your thoughts on Podziemski being untouchable, Stani, just from a Warrior standpoint, do you think that's what the case is? What do the Warriors really got as far as Curry passing the baton to who? It can't, and I love Moody. I love Pods. But JK is, even if he doesn't hit, you could understand him getting the baton right now, Stani, because he meets you told me, 21.
Yeah, that's right. I'm out.
He just start playing. He could jump out the gym. I could see him being an all-NBA defender.
You can see him, but he's not that now. And the question isn't whether he can or not.
Yeah.
It's what are the odds that he can? And you said, well, you know, if you give him 40 and he doesn't pan out, you can live with that. No, you can't. You can't live with it if he doesn't turn into a star. Then you're in big trouble. And listen,
but then
again,
you're telling me the Warriors' future right now is murky.
In regard to can I do my Klay Thompson?
Three, but you know,
it is murky, Goo. They have no proven commodities other than Steph Curry and Draymond Green.
They
just don't.
But according to this report, the Warriors may have under their column, the one that matters, Pod's untouchable.
I wouldn't. Well, they might.
And I think that would be too strong.
That's
Stani.
Obviously too strong a word. But I think there's a scenario in which the Warriors are saying, "We're not going to move Pods. We're just not going to move him because he doesn't make a lot of money, and he's already helped us a little bit as a rookie." Think about this too. Brandon Podziemski. No matter what you think of him. And I got to check
this. Plays his ass off.
I got to check this, but I guarantee I'm right. There's no chance any rookie has played more under Steve Kerr than Brandon Podziemski.
Oh.
So let me ask you, why? How come?
Because it's wherewithal. His smarts.
All right.
But and I think, to his credit, Stein, he out-rebounds dudes bigger than him.
Exactly.
Hard. He hit a ceiling?
So no. Why would he have hit his ceiling? He's 20 years old, isn't he?
Yeah, but what if I'm just – like that, he may have it already. I don't know.
Why would Brandon Podziemski not improve?
I'm not saying improve. I'm saying I don't think he could be an all-star in this league. I don't think he could be a starter. He may be your one or your two this year, and I could be proven wrong.
So you're ready to rule out right now that he won't be a starter in the league?
No, if you were to bet me, no, because that could come just this November. He could be starting for the Warriors.
Okay.
Now we're talking about perennial starter in the league. I don't want to rob him of that.
I mean, look, I
don't
get
see
it.
Him as that, Stani. I like the kid.
I understand that people,
they would go at him defensively, and I'm not saying he's
a
bad defender.
Yeah. The bottom line is he played, how many minutes a game did he even play? 20 to 25 minutes.
Let him in plus minus.
On a 46-win team. Yeah.
I was
going to
say non-playoff team, but they won 46.
That's not bad.
And he let him in plus minus the whole year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.